Yeah, it's called a wide angle lens, Danny. That's welcome back to another episode of the Jerks Podcast. This is episode something. I'm your host, Mark Arsky, with my co-hosts, Dylan Mahler, Dan McCarty, and Danny Hamill. We have a live studio audience. Oh, my God, there's so many people. You guys wouldn't believe it. Oh, yeah. You can listen to them once.
Hey, guys. They're right there.
Look at them all. You guys
right
take it easy, okay?
This is every host for the Jerks at Joe's Tuesday that we run in Villa Park, Illinois, every Tuesday, podcast at 7.
Illinois.
And we're going to talk about
yeah,
how
Illinois. I got fans in other international. Places. I got other fans in other places.
What's the farthest
Chicago.
Fan that you have?
Chicago. Well, what's the farthest place from here?
At China.
There you go. That's where my farthest fan is. Chinese
really?
People love me, yeah. Somebody commented, they were like, I was with you until you were racist about that Vietnamese person and black guy. I was like, are you new here?
You're like, which one?
Yeah, which one? They all look the same. So how are you guys doing?
Pretty good. It's pretty been a little bit since we've all caught up.
Yeah, the all boys.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, it's been pretty solid.
Yeah. Oh, yeah, they also changed up the entire scenery on us, by the way, so if this looks different.
Overnight,
if even,
yeah,
if you even
that's
noticed,
why.
It looks different, but still got our flag.
There
we got
are
our half skateboard.
Tits almost.
Mm-hmm.
Danny wants to retaliate. He's like, I'm taking all of my light bulbs back.
This is and seriously,
dude,
I made
like,
this.
You know, serious.
We're going made this corner perfect.
He bought fake plants, and he's
I
against
did.
That. You're against fake plants.
I am.
I knew it.
But there's no windows in here.
There's no way they would survive.
And I still wanted plants.
How many plants do you own, Danny?
Too many. Let's
you
not
were,
get
oh,
into
dude,
that.
Dude, you were there.
We don't
you
have
saw.
To get
it's,
into that.
It's literally countlessable.
50.
Yeah, countlessable.
50?
It's like your own little
there's
jungle.
More than
dude, he showed us where he jerks off on his patio where the flowers block him.
Yeah.
Okay.
Oh, wow.
I asked him. I saw the scene, and I went, you jerked off out here. And he goes, yeah, the flowers. Nobody sees me.
Are you jerking off to the flowers?
He's jerked off onto them. I'll answer for you.
That is a new bit.
It's a bit. He says he does it as a bit.
Dude, the sun.
Yeah. It's just a bit,
that's
everybody.
That's what I do it for the bit.
The cops are taking him away. It was just a bit. Yeah.
That plant was underage. It wasn't, blooming. They all come out with heads of you, mm-hmm. like just blooming little faces
that's
of you.
That's the bit.
They don't get funny, the police.
Yeah. They're a little like, we take our job seriously.
Uh-huh.
You guys see that one guy who on Twitter, he was like, yo, if the FBI ever shows up at my place, I'm rocking this. And it was a bomb vest. Uh-huh. And then they showed up to his house with that print off of him saying that.
Did he wear it?
He was like, this looks pretty bad on paper, honestly.
Yeah. Was he wearing yeah. it?
He wasn't, but that's pretty ballsy of them to still go there.
Yeah. I like when people say,
did they just like take it from him?
Mm-hmm. We never had it. It was just a picture off of line, oh. off of online, but he was, you know,
when
white.
People are
so
like,
what's the point of them going there if they're not going to...
Well,
just
I'd be
to prove they
if
could
a
do
white,
it.
If a white guy said that, I'd be like, he might.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Clout chasing. Yeah. I like when people are like, if they try to take my guns, yeah, I'll be on my doorstep with my gun.
Okay. Yeah, I've been shooting coke cans all day. Uh-huh. I'm ready.
You know that's where they want to take them, right?
Dude, I love faking that. Like what are you going to do against the U.S. military? Uh-huh. You know,
if they try to take my tank.
You're going
to
be outside your house and the UAV is going to kill you from like a mile away. You're going to mm-hmm. have no idea. Just your whole entire generations of families are gone.
Not even going to hear it or know
no,
what happened.
No, it's
you're just going to fall.
You won't even
and that'll
see
be the
it,
end.
Dude.
Every future
it's actually,
generation
bullets
is
the size
decimated.
Of your cock, dude. Mm-hmm. And I'm serious. Mm-hmm. Well, it's a lot bigger than mine.
It's just actual size.
Dan was in the Navy. Ever kill anybody?
I used to work with the munitions of 50 calibers. They
he
are
would, he would
they
build
are
bombs.
As big as my cock.
He would build bombs that would kill people. It and was, then they would ask you to be like, you want to see your work doing work?
Yeah, and then it would be
metal music,
just like Stark Industries,
Metallica's Master of Master. You just see like a grade school just. I salute. And a little tear comes out of my eye.
Wait, they would show you civilian casualties?
Of course.
it's
so
funny
job
that
well
a guy,
done, folks.
They're like all civilians, dude. That's the fun part. It's
no,
like,
that is that's the funny you. Part. It's also funny that somebody edited that music over it before they showed it to you. They're like, this isn't good enough raw.
Oh, yeah. No, they're like, we need to amp this shit up. It's just cut yes. between planes flying.
Danny, next time
cool.
you make a video, can you add in some planes and some Metallica, please?
Yeah.
All I hear and see is laughter.
You know what? I would love to see a clip of this podcast, but just with airplane noises
yes.
and Metallica over us talking.
Yeah.
People be like, that's the most metal podcast I've ever listened
just
to.
Just showing grade school getting blown up.
I'm trying to remember who was in it. I saw like a clip of someone talking about hosting an open mic, and then it was like there was a bunch of planes. Like they were making it look like PTSD. Like just the horrors of hosting an open mic, but I don't feel like we experienced that because no, I never, never host really.
Yeah, yeah, you know, some people aren't made as strong as we are. That's
and they, hosting and in the military, they want to break you down.
Is it sick that I look forward to it?
Hosting a suburban open mic is like the most noble cause that you could set your life to.
We should all get a state.
Noble cell.
We're kind of like veterans.
Yeah, I mean, this is basically like war. Listen, I've been there, and this is more. I'll tell you that, okay? This is
that war is stolen valor compared to an open mic.
That's true. Like like soldiers, they don't know what it's like when somebody's running the light. Uh-huh. Like, you think flashbangs are bad? Have you ever tried to get like a 60-year-old woman's attention when she's deep in?
Yikes.
I'm not talking about anybody in specific.
It's like, bitch, I'm trying to make fun of you right now. Pay attention.
See, but we're both worried about bombing, but ours is worse.
Uh-huh. Yeah. Like, literally, it's worse.
Oh, you're gonna die? Yeah, I gotta live after this.
Yeah, exactly. At least you don't have to go home after that.
My mom goes, "How was it?" I go, "Shut up, Kathy."
I did. Speaking of bombing, I had a beautiful 5-minute set at an open mic last night of total silence.
No. Oh, Taylor Street.
From the audience. Oh, yes.
Oh, that's what I was gonna ask.
It was. I walked in just as they were wrapping up, so I got to go up there, and I came up, and it was like, the crickets were too embarrassed to play. Yeah. That's how quiet it was.
Taylor Street's a little scary, a little bit.
Especially when you're at the tail end of it, when there's only just like the host and three people left.
Well, that's what I'm saying. That's where men are made, you know? And again, there's no more noble a pursuit than bombing on an open mic.
The humility.
Like you're doing that for the country, you're doing that for your God, you're doing that for your family.
For
like
the freedom of the civil the
exactly.
Civil
who's gonna what's the good of freedom of speech if you don't exercise
it?
Exactly.
How do you think women got rights? Comedians.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Yeah. I'm talking truth to power.
Comedians.
We were wrong.
It's a fact.
Who started slavery? Comedians.
John Wilkes Booth, improviser.
Honestly, I don't know. I feel like you got to go to Shakers instead of Taylor Street because Derek was here last week and I was kind of jealous. I didn't get in the group picture. He's like the master of the group picture.
It was a great group picture.
Yeah,
we're not going to put it up. I won't edit it in, but just imagine a really good group photo.
It was he made it look very like good somebody group else photo. Was holding it.
No, it's like how long is that guy's arm? It's ridiculous.
He's not that tall a fellow, but he's got exceptional.
He has reach, but
anything with athleticism, they're just better at, you know? Yeah. Just all the time.
They
don't know what he looks like.
Open mic hosts.
Mm-hmm. But at Shakers, usually the guy's like pressuring us to like try to buy a drink, like the bartender there. But then the last couple weeks, I feel like something happened because he'd usually aggressively walk up to people and be like, what can I do for you? What can I get for you? And just kind of like an old guy. I'm like, you're not going to run out of money. You're going to be okay. I don't want to give you any of mine. But then the last couple weeks, it's been more of a, you want to get a drink, support the bar. And I'm like, no.
He changed his approach.
Yeah, maybe we'll eat some of your free popcorn, though.
That's how it felt at the Shrine. Like, they just kept getting more aggressive. Oh, telling us to buy drinks. And I was like, I feel like I'm going to get kicked out for not buying a $12 martini here.
Yeah, or a $9 bottle of water.
They were like, or just buy a bag of M&Ms. I'm like, that's going to keep this place going?
Yeah, and then you go, how much? They go, $6. it's a Halloween size.
I'm like, you guys have a water fountain. I'm buying a drink here.
Just get some M's, please. So it didn't really make sense. I tried. But yeah, the Shrine. That was like my first good set, really, at CG's, was talking about the Shrine and just complaining about the water, the warm Gordon waters that they had there. And that's one thing I miss about that place is just right away getting aggressively forced to buy something. So
there was also the very long, outright aggressive Facebook posts about how to behave at an open mic that would come about once every week. Uh-huh. Adam on the couch asleep.
I'm just a living example.
I feel like if Adam was asleep,
you're
here,
not supporting each other.
That's the best thing he could be doing.
No, exactly. It's fine.
It's like shut up.
Uh huh.
Yeah.
We know he's not
like
doing something
him
else.
Ambien in his beers.
Uh huh.
No. He's taking a nap. Just let him nap.
He fell asleep last week, and we were like,
it's like, okay, we know he's not causing trouble, causing a ruckus.
We know
somewhere.
Where he's at.
Who wants him awake? That's
but then
crazy.
Rudy threw him under the bus that one time, and then look what happened to him.
Dude, yeah. Every place that Rudy has touched, the business has failed.
I don't know.
Not just the mic stopped. The entire business.
I'm not a hater of like the moonlight thing, but then I saw that it was like $5.
$5 plus cover.
Two drinks.
Mm-hmm.
Ooh,
dude,
that's a bold
a cover
play.
To an open mic is retarded.
I'm looking around and I'm thinking. I was like, oh, the moonlight. There's gonna be less people here because there's another mic to go to. But I'm looking. I'm like, there's more people here than normal.
Right.
I feel like people that were gonna go to the moonlight were like, no, let's come up here.
Yeah, it's a tough thing. But then
covering a drink minimum in an open mic, it's ridiculous.
No, that is like.
Yeah, I don't get that.
I did have a guy. I hosted an open mic that lasted one day. It was the Magic Mic, and it was at this. It was during COVID, and it was at this venue that was just like, it was like a show venue. And a friend of a friend was like, "Hey, you want to do this thing here?" And so I got there, and the guy's like, "So can we like charge the comics?" And I was like, "No." And he's like, "All right." He goes, "All right. Here's what we're gonna do. We're gonna sell tickets." And then you buy a ticket, and we give you a beer for a ticket. And I was like, bet, for sure. And we had five comics. Nobody bought a beer.
Mm-hmm.
I took my free beer, so he's net minus one beer.
Another problem.
And then
with that.
He just stopped responding. And I was like, so we're doing it again?
Damn.
Ghost.
Nope. I was like, ghosted, dude.
I was like the Reggie's mic, but like they started doing a thing where it's like cost $20 for a regular audience member. They clear everyone out from the show. And then they charge $20, you get two drink tickets, but then like those people aren't paying, so then that it's like they're not gonna tip.
Mike?
Reggie's.
Oh,
which is like they give you pizza and like, yeah, I killed a guy, the pizza. So I was gonna talk about that tonight. I basically killed him. I kinda take credit for it, but I don't know. We'll get to that later. I killed a guy.
So. Okay, well we'll put that on the back burner then.
Yeah, I'm kind of like I mean, I guess we don't have to. It's like this guy was headlining the Ha Ha to Hell show, and then, I think it was the pizza that did him in. And then I even saw on the memorial poster, there's like a memorial show I'm on tomorrow for him, and they put like the poster as him eating a piece of pizza. I'm like, that is okay.
Oh, that's twisted.
That's
yeah.
What he would have wanted.
He died from pizza?
Yeah, because he was like in a wheelchair and like couldn't move and stuff.
Wait,
he was
are you talking
super,
about a guy actually died?
Yeah, right after.
Wait, was this a fat guy or was this the
no,
was
he
this
the
wait, Crypt Daddy?
Crypt Daddy.
Holy yeah. When I saw he died, I was like,
yeah,
finally. You know,
yeah,
I
thought
not put
him out
I wanted
of his
him to, but I've been watching probably. Him and I'm like, he's. I've seen him being in the hospital like 9 times.
Oh,
like,
really?
Yeah.
Oh,
I was following him on Twitter and shit.
Oh yeah.
Yeah.
And he was funny, like in the I don't know, like the group chat beforehand, he put like how many N-words do I get or something, and just he was you know.
You know, I saw him do stand-up, and, like, he was opening for Doug Stanhope, and I was like,
wow.
This isn't,
oh,
my
damn.
Kid, he's dead, but anyway, I was like, this isn't that good.
No, sometimes I think, like, Ken Flores, would it work if he wasn't a big fat guy? But then it's, would it work if he was, you know, if he could
skinny.
Stand, but...
No, yeah, I feel like Ken Flores would still be doing good if he was
yeah,
skinny.
Yeah, I don't
know. But I feel like the Crypt Daddy, I don't know, like, maybe, I don't know what got him to... be able to open up for Stanhope.
I feel like, I don't know, because he was funny, though. But it's like you have to build your act around how you look and how people perceive you.
Yeah.
So
I
he
guess
was
it was
doing
just one joke I saw where I was like, trash. But I'm sure I'm sure he has more than
one joke in a 20-minute set. And he's like, this guy sucks.
he probably didn't have 20 minutes.
No, it's probably a little easier if you're in a chair. But no, he was funny, but he's doing... You know, just like people are like, they sit on the stool. They're like, I'm doing sit down comedy today. But he wanted to do lie down comedy was his new thing. So anyway, that didn't really work. They kind of bombed. So I know what it's like too, boys.
You've bombed yeah, before?
I have bombed before many a time.
He's lying right now. There's no way.
Well, again, well, that's. I knew that you had bombed because you've got that aura of masculine energy around you. Like you're more than a man.
Uh huh.
You're yeah.
He can grow facial hair.
Yeah. And I think like what a man.
That's
like,
why
think,
Marcos can.
Because
he does so good every set.
Marcos, whenever
yeah,
I see
no
him, he's
hair.
So tired.
Because he does so good.
Uh-huh. He's a perpetual baby face.
It's yeah. Like part. He's like says like I never get to my closer. And, like, he's like, I'm always telling stories, and then I...
No, he probably has never got to his
he
closer.
Never gets
yeah.
to his first joke. That's the,
he's never finished
gets
an
to the opener.
Yeah.
He says, oh, my gosh, guys, I'm not doing that well today. We're like, you know what? That's part of it, too.
I think that's a fun shtick, too, though, is just to get up there and never tell an actual joke.
Uh-huh.
We told him last night, actually.
Oh, yeah.
There was someone that was like a power hour, like, and they were talking about nothing. They said nothing the whole time. So I thought that was a cool strategy to say no words even.
And it killed?
I don't know. I heard about it, but I don't know if it did well.
A guy went on stage and actually said nothing?
A girl went up and said nothing. Like, which might have been better. But no, like, there's, like, said no words at all. Just stood there.
Dude, after minute two, I would have heckled.
Uh-huh.
I've seen a really old guy at the, like, old shrine when I, like, several years ago that went up and only said fuck. And he would just say it in different ways.
No, that's funny.
But, like, after, like, a minute or something, it's like, is he going to keep fucking doing
Nobody
this?
Nobody heckled
him? No, he was a really old guy. I don't know.
Do
he was
a different time, even? Mark.
Yeah,
I
don't know.
Back when dick comedy was around, you could just show your cock.
I feel like...
I feel like it's cool to do that as an experiment, you know, but I don't think...
Well, now I feel like if I say fuck, I'm stealing his bit.
Yeah.
I got to watch
it's his
it.
Thing.
Yeah.
You don't swear really. Or say, Danny, you don't really swear that much, I don't think.
I don't really stop myself from swearing.
But you're not going to make it your joke, is that it's the F word.
Right.
One of
yeah,
them.
I think well, his punchline is the F word.
Amy likes using all of them.
Yeah, there's nothing like a good punchline that's just a swear word.
Usually, that's
what Khalil kind of, he really...
Well, I also like when people don't get my joke, then I'm like, fuck you.
Yeah.
That was funny.
True.
Okay?
That was my favorite part.
You don't get that.
Of the owner.
You're dumb.
The owner of the Comedy Shrine, when he would do stand-up, and every joke that didn't work, he went, fuck you guys.
There
every
some
time. Mm-hmm. Multiple like times per set.
He had that many jokes?
Yeah, four.
Fuck you guys. Let me tell you another joke.
Yep.
There's just like Chicago comic at Shuba's the other day. It was just like bombing, and then just, I can't wait to see you guys like all crush. I'm like, wow, that's like something you say when it really affects you like a lot to be like mad at us for like you just expect to automatically crush and then just
weird.
To... Take it out on it. That's humor, folks. It's comedy. That's funny.
It's funny because they do mean it from their heart. They really, really are upset.
It's like a moment of weakness where their real lack of discipline comes through and they just say what they really think. Fuck, you guys, you think you're going to crush? I can't wait to watch you crush.
I'm not going to laugh at a thing that you said.
That is so toxic. That's a crazy even mindset to have.
Now add a fedora.
and
I think that's a risk as a performer.
It certainly is. I feel like you show up there with a fedora on, people expect something out of you, and if you don't deliver it, of course they're not going to laugh.
And this is the thing. The first time I saw them, they delivered, and they got a lot when they were brand new. But then the longer it's gone on, it kind of fizzled out very quickly.
Just getting more
and then
more
it's
bitter.
Just been weeks of... Yes, the bitterness has been building, and it's not a one-time event. That's why it came out so hard. But it was just like, wow, you're doing everything wrong right now. Just attacking your fellow comics.
I do feel like it's worth... I love watching bad comedy, especially when I was newer. Because then
the
I was like, I've never actually listened to the podcast.
Yes, of course, never.
But I think it's so... Because you watch it, and then you go, oh, I can do that. And then you get up there and you do that and you don't get any laughs. And you're like, this is exactly how I prophesized it. Yeah.
It's not so easy, is it, buddy?
Yeah.
You've been on bad comedy. But no, I feel like it is an easy out to just be like, yeah, I'm bad. So, okay.
That's the joke.
Uh-huh.
There is no joke.
It's like, but when are you joking? And you're
comedy
you're
jazz.
Joking?
It's the jokes I don't tell. That's
I hate when somebody wants something, they're like, yeah, I do anti-comedy. And I was like, oh, okay.
Which I honestly like feel bad because I feel like I don't laugh until someone's fucking up. And then I laugh. And then I think... That person thinks I'm like, I like that they're fucking up, but I'm like, no, it was just like funnier because I get it. Like, I get that. It's like you took a chance. You said that thing because you thought it made sense, and then it totally didn't work at all. And then I was like, yeah, like, that's funny to watch another performer do the same thing.
Yeah.
And just, like, I'm going to bet my money on this joke, and then now it's okay. And the pain.
Yeah.
And that's why the Doctor of Laughter continues.
Doctor of
Because people laugh at just like the tragedy that is happening before
that's
them.
That's what I it get worried tragedy, about when I laugh at somebody. I'm like, I hope they don't think I think they're funny.
I hope I'm not encouraging them.
Yeah.
It's giving them the wrong feedback.
Because a lot of them are unself-aware. The guys who bomb consistently and you're laughing at them. Mm-hmm. They don't know that that's happening.
That's right. Why you need to tell them afterwards. Just be like, just so you know, that was me laughing, and it wasn't because you were funny.
No, it was.
I can't even keep it real sadness. With Dr. Laughter. He walks up to me, he's like, how was my set? And I have to go, good.
I can't watch that.
Dude, you
that.
Fucking suck.
Well, some people you have to kind of play the odds of who
Give
they
me the
are.
Stethoscope.
Him and his wife that looks exactly
I
the same.
Punch his wife
as
in the
him.
Face.
Uh-huh.
For laughing at him, fucking bitch.
Which is funny. So
she's
he's
hot.
Funny sometimes.
See, like, they're the happiest little couple. It's
yeah,
kind
it's
of adorable.
Both retarded.
They make each other laugh so hard, but they're the only ones that
they're,
laugh at each other's shows.
They are equally downsy.
But it is, like, impressive yeah. to be able to become
they look
a
related.
Doctor.
They're made for each other because they're brother and sister.
Yeah. Their parents
they're with each
them
other
that
and
way.
For each other. But yeah, I feel like he needs a doctor of laughter.
Maybe to prescribe him some jokes.
Yeah, he always nice. Leaves before I can make fun of him. I'm always so mad.
Come back. So that's because you go up last.
I like when people go
yeah,
up and
yeah,
they
sign
make
up early
fun of
so you can make fun of them.
People okay. that already left. Like when they're like, oh, I probably shouldn't even say this because they're not even here anymore.
Right.
Like, yep, that's right. So
half
now you just don't
sometimes.
Say anything else about yeah. it. Huh? That was probably you last time. Yeah, it was at the
Mark's
vault. Who did you make
two
fun
and
of
half
last
minutes.
Time? Who was that? That was like
fucking
the last
guy
thing
who
I was
left
changed.
Already.
I probably
Whatever.
Shouldn't
what
talk
loser.
About all those guys that were in dresses at the comedy vault. Sorry, man. But honestly, like, it is not. I've done the same thing a bunch of times. It just be like, yeah, what about that guy? Oh, he's not even here. I had a whole so thing planned.
Because I do that
so
every
I'm gonna
time.
Do it.
Uh-huh. Every time.
That's
Mark writes this
I'm
shit
like,
down.
I'm like, Khalil left, uh-huh. but.
You're like, I'm last on the list. Okay. I planned it. Oh, you got to wake up early.
That's the meat and potatoes of your set. Uh-huh. You, the notes that
there.
You took throughout the mic.
Yeah.
There are a lot of people walking
people
around.
That left after their set.
I got to say them, you know?
People walking around have no idea what you said about them because they left.
Well, they can always catch comedy. It on The Comedian on YouTube.
Yes.
Yeah, when I get there, I'm back know. I'm posting April right now.
Oh, wow. Yeah. It's almost April again.
Yeah,
it's
I thought that last one seemed a little bit far away.
Yeah.
Foolish.
But also, guys, we
Yeah, are you learning from them? From
I
the,
do, actually.
The videos that you're watching from 3 months ago?
Yeah, actually. I'll remember that I had a joke, and I'm like, oh, fucking, mm-hmm. I'll tell that tonight.
Yeah.
Right? At the workshop. I'm like, ooh. Or it's like cool to be like, oh, I've added tags onto this. Yeah. I get to see how bad a joke was in the beginning now.
You can see like what Brooks thinks about it, and you can kind of get some feedback. Mm.
Uh-huh. All the adjustments I could have made back then, I didn't.
Yeah, I was like, I should start watching them now.
Right. I love the idea of Mark
so
goes
on
to
the
feedback
home.
Mic and he goes, so, all right, so does anybody else have anything they could say about Khalil's set?
Yeah.
Anybody Khalil, got any jokes about Khalil?
Khalil's a guy that has really learned.
No, now that's crowd work.
I don't
anybody
know if he has
jokes?
Learned.
Uh-huh.
You just
he
have them do the
jokes.
Jokes
to give me?
I've tried that once. It didn't work.
Mm-hmm.
Is your delivery. That's why that didn't.
No, I was hosting and I couldn't think of a one-liner. And I asked an audience member, like, "Hey, what's a joke that maybe we could?"
last night, someone gave me a tag, but
You're
they were
cunt.
Like,
"I think it was here actually." Yeah.
Someone like gave me a tag or like a different way of saying something, and they kept like emphasizing, like, "I'm not trying to. This isn't me like talking down to you." And then they said it too many times, or like, "Now I think it is."
Yeah,
yeah,
yeah.
John Stillman.
Well, guys,
him, so he wasn't.
I think we may have to land this plane since
we
do have
plane.
To switch all this stuff.
Yeah, we got to do some.
I feel like you're crashing this airplane.
It is.
So, thank you so much for watching and listening everywhere, guys. We appreciate you so fucking much. We love you all individually, every single one of you.
Thank you, and the audience, too.
Thank you.
Thank you.